This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Scientists who studied a big COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts have uncovered a dispiriting setback in the United States' fight against the virus. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
About three-quarters of the more than 900 cases on Cape Cod were in fully vaccinated people, and they carried about the same amount of virus as the unvaccinated. That could upend thinking about how the virus spreads, since vaccinated people who previously got infected were thought to have low levels of virus, which they were unlikely to pass on. The research was key in the CDC recommending vaccinated Americans resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant's fueling surges. The authors say that should be expanded to the entire country. At the White House, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says that'll be up to the CDC. And the takeaway for now,
we need more people to get vaccinated. That's the answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Debates about mask wearing and vaccinations continue across the United States, even as the number of coronavirus cases continues to increase. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Amid a wave of sobering news about the coronavirus Friday, the Florida Health Department said COVID-19 cases in the Sunshine State jumped 50% this week, continuing a six-week surge. That announcement came shortly after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis barred school districts from requiring students to wear masks when classes resume next month. The Walt Disney Company announced it will require employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19, and they have 60 days to do so. Walmart announced all workers at its headquarters, as well as its managers who travel within the U.S., must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 4th.